the morning of Zing Chayodim, Klal Amar Aleph, Simon Tezayin, and we're talking about the saying of the Kaddish, and when is the appropriate time to say the Kaddish? When we have two Sifrei Torah. And the Chayodim continues, V'yam Sheyesh Begimel Sifrei Torah. So we now have Sefer Torah number one and Sefer number two on the bima, the first scenario, and he says Kaddish in between number one and number two. So he's saying Kaddish in regards to both Sefer Torah. But if there's three Sefer Torah, for example, say Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, so you have a Sefer Torah for the Kriya of Shabbos, you have a Sefer Torah for the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, you have a Sefer Torah for the Kriya of Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Nissan falls out on Shabbos, and you have a Sefer Torah for the Kriya of Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh and for Parshas Chodesh, or Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have three Sefer Torah. So the law is that the Chayyadim says the order is you read from the first Sefer Torah the whole Parsha in six Aliyahs. You read from the second Sefer Torah, the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, for the seventh Aliyah. And then you say Kaddish. And you use the last Sefer Torah for the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Zechodesh, Chanukah. Now, the question is, you have Sefer Torah number two and number three on the Bima. Sefer Torah number two is already there. And since you're about to say Kaddish and do Hagman Glila on the second Sefer, you put the third Sefer there as well. Do you put Sefer number one back on the Bima? So our minig is not to. The Chayyadim says the correct thing to do is Menichim Shloshton. All three Sefer Torah should be on the Bima. Kedishir Mer Kaddish or Kulam. The Kaddish that you're saying should go on all three Sefer Torah. But Veloy Nogu Kain. Our minig is to say the Kaddish with only two Sefer Torah on the Bima, Sefer Torah number two and Sefer Torah number three. We don't put Sefer Torah number one back, but the Chayyadim says it's appropriate to put Sefer Torah number one back on the Bima. The Kaddish should be going on all three. So what's this connection over here to the Kaddish? What exactly is it that we should argue that all three belong on the Bima, etc.? So let's just clarify this halacha of saying Kaddish during Kriyas HaTorah. Why do we do it, etc.? So interestingly enough, the whole idea of saying Kaddish, the original makor for saying Kaddish, the Gemara never uses the word Kaddish. The Gemara talks about saying Yesh Mirabo. And the Gemara seems to say it was said after you would learn. That the time that the Kaddish was said was after they would learn. And we'll come back to that idea of saying the Kaddish after learning. In one of the Svarim post the Gemara, we have the Sefer called Seder of Rav Amram. So the Gaonim, which lived in Bavel, would respond to many different questions. The people would send them in their tshuvas. And sometime, in order to respond in a clear way to a question which was asked, they would give long answers. For example, one of the big main sources we have for the correct order of the Maseres HaTorah from generation to generation was based on a question which was sent to one of the Goyim, and he responded with the shalshelas of all the generations. So that's why we have that information. So somebody asked Rav Amram Goyin to give him a clear list of the appropriate tefillahs to say. So Rav Amram Goyin responded with what's known as Seder Rav Amram Goyin. He gave us the order, the Seder being something which is orderly. He gave us the order of the different tefillahs to say. And that is basically the first printed Siddur that we have. There's Tfilas, clearly said Tfilas Mizvan Chazal. We don't have the Nusach of Tfilas from the Gemara. But we have it in Siddur Rav Amram. Siddur Rav Amram mentions the idea of saying Kaddish already. Saying Kaddish in the various parts of Tfilah. But there's a Sefer called Masechta Soferim, which is debated exactly when that was compiled. Was it before the Gemara, concurrent with the Gemara, or post the Gemara? The Rush seems to say it was post the Gemara. Mentions Kaddish in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, and that would make sense that the same way they said Kaddish after learning, they would say Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, which is a form of learning. So the first mention of Kaddish actually might be the Kaddish that we say in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, or the Kaddish that they would say after the Rav, the Chacham would give a shir. And from there they expanded that you could use the Kaddish to say it in other parts of tefillah as well, to mark an end of a tefillah, the same way we say it at the end of the learning of the Chacham's drasha, and we say it at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah. We also say it at the end of the different parts of tefillah. It marks the end, and we've reached a point of a certain level of Kiddush Hashem through the learning or through the davening that we've said. So it's appropriate to express, take out for a moment and stop and express that should be a source of Kiddush to Hashem, to Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, which means the Rosh Hashanah's presence, like we spoke about earlier. That the idea of Hashem is the Rosh Hashanah's presence should be expanded through the Kiddush Hashem, which you accomplish with our learning or with our tefillahs. So, as Hashem, in the next year, we will clarify this point further. Meanwhile, have a good day.